Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for taking time in your schedule to spend these next few minutes with me. And before we go on into sharing the word of the Lord, which I've been ministering on these last several days, a message I've entitled Conquering Canaan, I'd like to take a moment to pray. I feel there are some listening to the broadcast right now that really need God's intervention and His comfort and strength in your life. Father, we thank you that you are a very present help in the time of trouble. And Lord, some are listening that are really perplexed and distressed and disturbed by the events of this day. Father, I'm asking that your grace and your mercy, your comfort and strength would be imparted to them. Father, that they would know that as they keep their minds stayed upon you, regardless of what's going on around them, that you promised in Isaiah that you will keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee. And so, Father, we thank you for that peace that passes all understanding. We thank you, Lord, for a calm in the very center of their spirit. And, Father, you see the things that they're dealing with that they have no power, no control over. Father, we take authority over the work of the enemy against your beloved. And, Father, I'm asking you to bear your holy arm in their behalf, fight in their behalf, release warrior angels to fight and minister to them in that situation. And Lord, I'm proclaiming deliverance and victory. Father, I pray that you said though we would be surrounded by 10,000, that you would cause us to be victorious. We would not be afraid, Lord, because we're sheltered in the secret place of the Most High. And I praise God that, Lord, that you're doing this even now, that you will impart that supernatural strength and anointing to them, strengthen them in body, mind, soul, and spirit, strengthen them with might and power in the inner man, and let them know that you are their God, you will not forsake them, and you, as they trust you and praise you, you will lead them into victory. And I praise you, Lord, and I thank you for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, we've been sharing aspects of a victorious Christian life, and we were looking, or are looking, at eight characteristic or traits, if you will, of the Joshua generation. They were successful. They conquered Canaan. Well, the fact that their children perhaps were not obedient, and they intermarried and they began to worship other gods, if you know the history of Israel. However, nonetheless, Joshua and the tribes, they were successful. They conquered all the enemies that had been before them, and they had particular spiritual and psychological traits, if you will. And we've been looking at the importance of having a sonship mentality, not a slave mentality. And also that we would have boldness, have that conquering spirit that God gave to Joshua, a type of Jesus, and also a burning desire for the presence of God. And today we want to look at the importance of having a purpose in life. When we look at that first generation, those who had sided with the spies, who gave an evil report, who walked in unbelief, what did they do? 40 years they wandered aimlessly in the wilderness. They had literally no purpose. Something like 11 miles they could have been actually entered into the promised land, but because of their disobedience, God said that all of their carcasses will fall in the wilderness, but their children, who they said would be prey to the evils of the desert, they were the ones who were going to be victorious and go into the promised land. And so it's important that as God's people, we understand that God has a purpose and calling on our lives. He doesn't want us wandering aimlessly in a wilderness, if you will. And there are times I think we can all relate. We felt we've been in a wilderness period. But God has good things for us. As he told the children of Israel, you've compassed this mountain long enough. It's time to move on. We're headed toward the city of our God, the city of the great God, the city of Zion, situated on the sides of the north. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness, beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. That's where we're headed, beloved. And we have all of us in our individual separate lives, our callings. God has a purpose for our lives, regardless of the blessings or advantages we have, regardless of the setback or the seeming hindrances, even if you may be up in years and you feel your ability to be effective is really limited, you don't have the health or strength you used to do, nonetheless, whatever your life is right now, God has significance and meaning and purpose for you. Paul was one of the most mature Christians who ever lived. In Philippians 3:13, he said, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus." The Joshua generation, a victorious Christian, does not dwell in the past. You know, if you tend to be around older people, those who are not walking closely with the Lord, they tend to live a lot in memories, don't they? That's all they talk about is the past. And I'm thinking now of a dear friend. I called her my spiritual mom. She went home to be with the Lord when she was 98 years old. And one of the most significant and refreshing aspects of her character and personality is that she might make reference occasionally to the past, but she lived in the present and what God was doing right now. She was always excited, always looking forward to what God was doing in the present. And as a result, she may have been 98 years in her body, but her heart, her spirit, her mind was very young. She wasn't senile. She didn't suffer from dementia. She was very, very sharp and active in the things of God as much as her physical strength would allow. And so, beloved, understand that God has a plan and purpose for you. And the slaves of Egypt, that first generation, they were always looking back to the past, remembering the garlic and the leeks of Egypt. And Paul, who was, as I said, the most mature of perhaps any saint who ever lived, he continually cut himself off from his past successes as well as his failures. If we dwell too much on past victories, we can get puffed up with pride if we just look at, oh, look at my accomplishments in the Lord. Or if we dwell too much on past failures, the devil will bring discouragement and bring us down. We need to live in the realization of Isaiah 43 and 18. The Lord tells us there that he's doing a new thing in our lives. Let me read that for you. He says in verse 18 of Isaiah 43, "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Praise God. How exciting is that? We must cut away the things of the past. We must press on toward the mark of the high calling and of God in our lives. We must find his plans and purposes for our lives and then fulfill them. I just feel that I just want to pray with, because some of you are saying, "Lord, what is it you want me to do? Lord, I'm not clear. I don't have a full understanding of what you want of me. I've tried to see open doors and it seems like all the doors have shut and I'm really at a loss and I'm in confusion." So let's go to the Lord right now. Father, It is not your will for us to walk in dismay or be disheartened. You're not the author of confusion. You're a God of light, and you delight in leading us in a plain path because of our enemies. You have told us not to turn to the right nor to the left, but to set our face as a flint upon you, upon the things of God. And so, Father, I pray for those who are searching for your perfect plan for their lives. I pray, Father, that you will make the way straight before their feet. I pray that you will open doors and you will shut every door that needs to be closed. And, Father, just as a horse has those what I know what they're called, Lord, but they're on the sides of their eyes so they can just look straight ahead. Father, I pray that they will look straight ahead and the Spirit of the Lord shall lead them step by step, Lord, that you'll take them by the hand and lead them to higher ground. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, fret not yourself and be not dismayed, for I am with you, and I say unto you this day, you shall rejoice, for you shall see as you have set your heart upon me, as you have desired the deep things of your God, as you have desired to show forth praise unto the Lord, as you have desired to bring a pleasure to my heart with your obedience and with your sacrifice. I declare that I have heard your heart's cry, and I shall make a way for you, and you shall see that I will make opportunities for you to plant seeds, for you to be able to minister in the name of the Lord, to share the gospel, and I will anoint you, and I will give you the words to speak. Fear not, faint not, for I am with you to lead you into new heights of victory, says your God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Father, thank you for the encouragement of the prophetic word. Thank you for the encouragement of your sure word of Scripture. We thank you for the revelation that you're giving us. Father, I ask you to bless this people. Lord, bless my radio family. Bless the UCM partners. Father, thank you for that new work you're doing. You said you would do a new thing and it would spring forth speedily and that we would know it. And so far, I declare and decree this shall be their portion in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Well, beloved, I must bring this broadcast to a close. I invite you to write, share those prayer requests. And on tomorrow's broadcast, we're going to be looking at yet another trait or characteristic, if you will, of the victorious Christian. It's not enough to just be bold in the Spirit. It's not enough to have a sonship mentality. It's not enough to have a purpose in life or a burning desire for God. There's yet more, and let's learn about that together. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.